On University of Miami Miller School of Medicine Week, misdiagnosis is a common problem that can cause havoc for patients. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, James Galvin, professor of neurology, delves into how to stop this for one disease.
Lewy body dementia, or LBD, may seem obscure, but there are 1.4 million Americans suffering from this disease, making it the second most common form of dementia. To complicate matters, LBD can share symptoms with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, schizophrenia, and other psychiatric conditions, making it challenging to diagnose. After interviewing nearly 1,000 families, we found that the average patient had to see more than three physicians on multiple visits over an average duration of 18 months before they finally received the diagnosis. An incorrect first diagnosis was given around 75% of the time. To remedy this and reduce misdiagnoses, we now direct clinicians to an LBD diagnostic module, which more precisely delineates LBD symptoms and gives providers and researchers better tools to identify the disease. We recently studied 342 people with LBD, Alzheimer's disease, and mild cognitive impairment, as well as healthy controls. The results showed that the new module had the diagnostic firepower to effectively delineate patients in each of these groups. This resource is important because misdiagnosis is a common problem that can have tragic consequences. In addition to not receiving the best treatments, misdiagnosed LBD patients can have severe reactions to incorrect medications, including death. LBD patients must also often go through multiple rounds of diagnostic testing to find the truth about their condition. We believe this new tool will provide the necessary information to drive more rapid and precise diagnoses and improve care. Dementia researchers will benefit as well, since the module will help them better define participants and promote new clinical trials.
That was James Galvin of the University of Miami. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.